This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning this afternoon. During the visit, the Prime Minister will attend the Jhumor Binandani program in Guwahati today. Over 8,500 Tea Tribe community artists will perform the Jhumor dance. As many as 61 heads of the missions to India, along with other dignitaries, will also witness the Jhumor performance. Mr. Modi is also likely to inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. Various international organizations, global leaders and investors, policymakers, industry experts, among others, will participate in the summit. Union External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said that Kashi is a cultural center of India. He said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a celebration of the special age-old connection between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. While addressing the academic session of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 3.0 on tradition, technology and the world at BHU in Varanasi yesterday, Mr. Jaishankar said that India is a country of diversity and despite different cultures, it shows the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Over 62 crore 6 lakh devotees have taken the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj so far. Millions of devotees from worldwide continue to attend the grand festival every day. Our correspondent reports that around over 1 crore 32 lakh devotees took the holy dip in the Sangam yesterday, including many eminent personalities. In this trend, Uttarakhand Governor Lieutenant General retired Gurmeet Singh, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, Lok Sabha MP and BJP leader Sambit Patra, singer Kailash Kher, filmmaker Bonnie Kapoor and Shankaracharya Bharati Tirtha Mahaswamiji also took a holy dip. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Forest Department has unveiled an ambitious plan to plant 1.5 crore saplings up to the end of March in this financial year. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the initiative aims to improve the region's green cover and mitigate climate change. In a move to support local farmers and expand tree cover outside designated forest areas, the Social Forestry Department distributed male popular clones. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India thrashed their arch rivals Pakistan by 6 wickets at Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Player of the match, Virat Kohli, made a significant century, destroying Pakistan's bowling attack. Opting to bat first, Pakistan was bundled out for 241 runs with 2 balls to spare. Saad Shakeel scored highest 62 runs. For India, Kuldeep Yadav bagged 3 wickets, while Hardik Pandya picked up 2. In response to this, Rohit Sharma-led Men in Blue showcased great momentum with bat and pulled the match from Mohammad Rizwan's side. Chase master and run machine Virat Kohli made an unbeaten 100, while Shreyas Iyer's 56 and Shubman Gill's 46 made it easy for India to chase down the score. It was Virat Kohli's 51st ODI 100. The 14th annual Sharjah Light Festival has been concluded after transforming the Emirates' iconic landmarks into a spectacular canvas of light and sound for nearly 3 weeks. The festival, which opened in the first week of February, has drawn thousands of international visitors to witness the city's architectural heritage reimagined through state-of-the-art lighting technology. The 111th anniversary of the Indian Film Industry was celebrated in Bangladesh with the opening of a rich and informative exhibition on the theme of Journey of Indian Cinema at Indian Cultural Center, Dhaka. And that's the end of this news bulletin.